Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Jimi Hendrix bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Walter Kieschel III, the author of The Lords of Strategy. Walter, tell us how we can find you online and your book, please.
Just at thelordsofstrategy.com, Jim.
Lords of Strategy or The Lords of Strategy?
You can use either one.
Either one, all right. Lords of Strategy, leave the off if you want. Lordsofstrategy.com, you can find the book there and all the things that I'm sure they can see a little bit about the book there on the website.
They can indeed see more than they want to know about me, and then they can get in touch with me through that route.
I hope you will, folks. And as you know, we're going to keep talking about strategy and why it's important to you. Like we're talking, you know, part of your strategic thinking should be vacations. And Walter, the previous segment we talked about the different ways for you, the owner, the executive, the CEO, to take a vacation. But you know, you probably need to make sure that your top managers, your leader employees, are taking a vacation. If you've got an employee who refuses to leave, you might have a problem. Because I don't know how many times I've seen companies, small companies, when a certain person left on vacation while they were gone, things didn't hold together. Nobody went snooping. It just things happened that caused people to start looking around, and all of a sudden they realized that this person had been doing some things that they shouldn't be doing.
There are reasons why in certain areas of the banking industry it is required by law that people take a couple weeks of vacation or a week of vacation so that the bank can go in and just kind of check through the accounts that the person is managing,
right,
just to make sure there isn't something bad going on. But it doesn't even have to be, as you suggest, acts of embezzlement or illegality, but there's strange things going on with some of the vendors or suppliers of the company, or questions come up. The person who resists taking any vacation and just chains themselves to their desk all the time, you ought to be asking yourself, why is that so?
Well, and exactly. And folks, if that's happening to you, then you need to press the issue and demand that somebody be trained to cross-trained for that job, that they delegate something to some other people and make sure that happens. And because I'm telling you, I'm going to say 7 out of 10 times that there's something like this is found, it's because, you know, it happens when somebody actually goes away. They get sick and they're out for a while, or whatever happens, things get uncovered.
Well, it's also true that you may need to force an employee to take a vacation sometimes if they're having problems. If you see an employee who's talking faster, seems to be increasingly agitated, right, hysterical almost, has bad things happening in their personal life, sometimes those people that cling to work is the area where they have the most certainty and control. And but sometimes you really need to talk to them and say, Frank, Lucille, do you have a place where you could go for a week? I really want you to take the time off and get away. That can be, you then see what happens to them when they come back. And oftentimes they're much better. But if they're much worse, then you really have a potentially more difficult problem.
Well, and this is also where those people, all the advantages we talked earlier about how the organization can benefit from you, the owner, you, the CEO, coming back refreshed and with a different perspective on life, that those same things accrue when one of your managers do that.
Absolutely.
With the people around them, the people they work with.
One of the things that vacations can do for people is that they're off, they're looking at things differently and new worlds, and they come back with new ideas that they can feed into your business and make it better.
Right, right. So do you recommend that a company have a policy everybody has to take at least 1 week off and leave the business? And you can't tell them what to do on their vacation, but you could tell them that they have to leave the building.
I think that is a good policy. And the organizations where people have, you know, 2 years of unaccrued vacation mounting up on the books, that's not a good situation. You shouldn't let that build up.
Well, small business owners don't allow people to really accrue vacation anyway. Most of them don't.
Right. I'm thinking of the big business model here.
But I
think the idea of, yes, requiring people to take a week of vacation a year or maybe 2 weeks over two different periods of time is a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Walter, I got to wrap it up, but thanks for bringing us these great ideas on vacations. And,
well,
and can I take one, Walter? Can I take one this year?
It's not too late. September's a great time, Jim.
I'll work on the budget with you there. Then you can help me out.
All right.
Thanks, Walter. Walter Keisha, ladies and gentlemen, author of Lords of Strategy. He'll be back. I will be too, but not this hour. It'll be in a few minutes after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.